Welcome to today's podcast, where we delve into the growing concerns about cybersecurity in the political landscape, with recent reports of Iranian hackers allegedly infiltrating Donald Trump's presidential campaign and disrupting a high-profile interview between Trump and Elon Musk, highlighting the persistent threat of foreign interference in the digital age. The FBI has launched an investigation into claims that Iranian hackers targeted Donald Trump's presidential campaign, reportedly accessing sensitive communications, documents, and emails. Trump's campaign has accused Iranian agents of orchestrating a hack-and-leak operation to influence the 2024 election, though clear evidence is still being reviewed. In related news, an interview between Donald Trump and Elon Musk was significantly disrupted by a massive distributed denial-of-service DDoS attack, further underscoring concerns over cybersecurity and foreign interference. The FBI is assessing whether this is part of a broader pattern involving similar cyber attacks on U.S. political entities. These events echo previous cyber intrusions, raising fears of a repeat of past election interference. As a result, media outlets are reconsidering their handling of potentially leaked information. Stay tuned for more updates as this story unfolds. Next up in Google News, Google has successfully blocked nearly 900,000 attempts by Android users in Singapore to install unverified apps, demonstrating their proactive approach to securing user devices. Google's threat team has reported numerous Iranian hacking attempts targeting U.S. political campaigns. These attacks, attributed to the Iranian group linked to the Revolutionary Guard, primarily involved spear phishing tactics aimed at political figures' emails. A major discovery affecting Google Pixel devices has come to light, with millions at risk due to a newly uncovered cyber vulnerability. Reports indicate a flaw present in Pixel phones since 2017, prompting immediate security measures and app removals by Google. Additionally, Google is addressing vulnerabilities in their Quick Share utility, following exploitation reports and removing a risky app from Pixel devices to eliminate potential spying threats. A significant security flaw in Pixel firmware has led organizations such as Palantir to abandon the use of Android devices, and Verizon Pixel users are also at risk due to issues in their phone's firmware. Google faced criticism for delaying the removal of a scam app, resulting in over $5 million in losses, raising questions about the effectiveness of their security responses and legal actions against hackers and scammers. User concerns about privacy and security are rising, especially with vulnerabilities found in Google's apps and features. Exploited vulnerabilities in Chrome allowed remote code execution, and a hidden insecurity feature in Android phones raised alarms. In response to these threats, Google is promptly removing potentially harmful apps and strengthening security features across its platforms, including app-bound encryption for cookie security in Chrome. Stay tuned for further updates as Google continues to fortify its defenses against cyber threats and ensure user safety. Microsoft has released significant updates to address numerous security vulnerabilities, including critical zero-day flaws. In its latest patch Tuesday for August 2024, the company fixed a total of 102 vulnerabilities, with 6 being actively exploited. Additionally, Microsoft identified Iran as the most aggressive foreign threat to the U.S. election and disclosed new flaws in OpenVPN that could lead to remote code execution and local privilege escalation. Moreover, multi-factor authentication is now required for all Azure sign-ins to enhance security. The FBI is currently investigating Iranian hacking attempts on Trump's campaign, raising concerns about foreign interference in the 2024 presidential elections. Microsoft also warns of a zero-click remote code execution vulnerability in the Windows TCP/IP stack affecting all IPv6-enabled systems and urges immediate action to address this issue. Vulnerabilities have also been found in Microsoft's AI healthcare chatbot and the Azure HealthBot, potentially leaking patient data. The company has fixed a critical security flaw exploited by North Korea's Lazarus Group and addressed issues such as a buffer overflow in Microsoft Edge and a security bypass in Windows Smart Screen. Stay tuned for more updates as we analyze the implications of these security measures and provide guidance on steps users and administrators need to take to protect their systems. Latest updates in Linux kernel highlight several critical security vulnerabilities that demand immediate attention. Multiple denial of service, DOS vulnerabilities, and buffer overflow issues have been found across various kernel versions. These issues significantly threaten system operations and highlight the urgency of deploying security patches to mitigate risks. Privilege escalation vulnerabilities have also been detected, particularly affecting critical components such as the S390 and F2's convert inline inode functions. These vulnerabilities allow attackers to gain elevated privileges, underscoring the necessity for prompt patch applications. Other identified vulnerabilities affect components like XT4's do split function and the GMR500 component, emphasizing the importance of regular updates. Information disclosure vulnerabilities through functions such as IIOGTS bor build avail timetable further stress the significant consequences of not addressing these issues. Immediate upgrades and security patches are essential to maintaining system integrity and security. Administrators and users are strongly advised to review their systems and apply recommended updates. This ongoing challenge highlights the critical importance of keeping kernel versions up to date to defend against sophisticated threats. Stay informed on more updates and cybersecurity measures essential for all tech administrators. Here's an optimized version of the text with related statements merged and consistent terminology. Next up in WordPress news, there's a slew of security vulnerabilities affecting various plugins. Let's dive into the specifics. Several plugins face cross-site scripting (XSS) vulnerabilities, including the BD Themes Element Pack, WP Multitasking Plugin, R-Member Plugin by Repute Infosystems, WP Developer Better Docs Plugin, PIC Plugins Combo Blocks Plugin, BSK Forms Blacklist Plugin from Bannersky, Jerome Sormani WP Dashboard Notes Plugin, Brainstorm Force Spectra Plugin, Iberizansky 3D Flipbook Plugin, Averta Depictor Slider Plugin, Antoine Herkman's Football Pool Plugin, PDev Team Essential Add-ons for Elementor Plugin, Sender Plugin, Admission App Manager Plugin, Jet Elements Plugin, Event Tickets with Ticket Scanner Plugin, and NickBoss File Upload Plugin. There is a critical vulnerability in the Rashid 87 WP Section Plugin, and significant security threats continue from nulled WordPress plugins. The Anit WooCommerce OpenPose plugin and the Radio Player plugin face privilege escalation risks, including via shortcode manipulation in the custom field for WP Job Manager plugin and data manipulation in the Radio Player plugin. The Bricks plugin for WordPress, Theme My Login plugin, and Short URL plugin face cross-site request forgery (CSRF) vulnerabilities. An information disclosure issue has been identified in the Relevancy plugin and the Newsletters plugin for WordPress. The Thiago Skitter Slideshow plugin is critically vulnerable to privilege escalation. The Media Library Assistant plugin and the JS Help Desk plugin have critical vulnerabilities allowing unauthorized access. Lastly, the Login and Registration Attempts Limit plugin for WordPress faces a critical vulnerability. Keep your WordPress site safe by staying updated with the latest security patches and advisories. Thanks for tuning in, and be sure not to miss our next weekly episode on cybersecurity. Stay safe and stay curious.